Let God's ability to do the unexpected and the humanly impossible encourage you to trust Him. Believe concerning your children. Believe and be a blessing to others. Believe and claim God's promise and trust Him alone. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11 and 12 reads, "Through faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable." Here and there, God breaks into human experiences in such a way as to leave us astonished, and we stand apart saying in awe, "That was the work of God." Well, such was the case, as is referred to here in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11 and 12, concerning the birth of Isaac, the late-born son of Abraham and Sarah. His birth was in fulfillment of the specific promise of God to the parents. The child born was the exact sex and at the very time that God had said it was happened. It was concerning his then future birth that Abraham was justified by faith. He believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. A study of that surprising incident will encourage us to trust God for things we do not see, do not expect, and yet long to experience. History proves it is wise to trust God concerning your family. Now look at the experience of Abram and Sarai. In Genesis 11, verse 30, reports that Sarai was barren. She had no child. That condition continued for 60, 70, maybe 80 years. Abram was grieved and cried to God about it. God promised to give him a child whose descendants would be as numberless as the stars of the sky. The years passed, and no child was born to Sarah. She suggested that Abram take her servant girl named Hagar and have a child by her. Abram did, and Ishmael was born. Abraham was 66 years old when his first child was born. But Ishmael was not the son that God had promised to give. He was the result of Abram trying to help God fulfill the promise, but he was not God's gift. When Abraham was 99 years old, God promised him that at the proper time next year, a son would be born to Sarah who would be the promised seed. And it happened. It really happened. That promised son was born and was given the name Isaac, which means laughter. No one expected God's promise to be fulfilled in such a literal way, at such an unexpected time, and in such a demonstration of divine power. But God is faithful. What promises have you claimed concerning your own family? Have you seen them fulfilled as yet? Well, do not despair. Abraham's experience teaches us that God will do exactly when he said and what he said. So let us follow his own timetable in doing it. This passage teaches us that we can trust God because of his faithfulness. We can be assured of that. Even a casual reading of the fourth chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans will convince you that God's dealings with Abraham and Sarah were intended to teach us a spiritual lesson. It says, "Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." And then the chapter concludes saying, "What happened to Abraham was intended not for him only, but to teach us to trust God also. All these things happened to them for examples and are written for our admonition." So let us accept the testimony of the sacred record of history and trust God with all our hearts. There are some present applications to be made of this example of faith of these ancient people of God. So let's make a list of them. First, believe only what God says. Now be very careful at this point. Do not trust in what someone tells you God has said. For there are many false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves, Jesus said. The Bible warns that the devil who tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden might cause you to be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. There are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. They can destroy your faith if you believe something that is not true about God, for you would cease to trust Him. Beware. Believe all that God says, but only what God says. The principle is Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So base your faith on the clear statements of the Holy Bible and on that alone. Secondly, believe all that God says. You can trust God who has spoken in the Bible. Consider these testimonies of the people who believed all God's promises. Joshua 21:45 reads, "There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass." Joshua 23:14 repeats, "You know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good thing which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing failed thereof." I believe that testimony, don't you? God was faithful in the days of the Exodus and the conquest. But then again, hear the reading of 1 Kings 8, verse 56. King Solomon said, "Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promises." Yes, God was faithful during the period of the monarchy. And then the prophets cry out, saying, "The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever." And the teachers testify, "Every word of God is pure." And the psalmists sing, "The words of the Lord are pure words." That's enough, though the biblical testimony could be continued. Believe God. Believe every word God has spoken, for he who has promised is faithful. A third thing suggested is we must believe what God has said, even when it seems impossible. Now, God promised to give Abram a son. He was 99 years old. Sarah was 90 years old when God said, "Now at last the time has come," and that son would be born. No one would believe that possible, would they? Especially a couple who had been married for perhaps 70, 80 years without a child. But that long-promised child was born. Now let us remember that nothing is impossible with God. We trust God to be greater than our impossibilities and to perform every promise. So Abraham did not consider that his own body was dead when he was 100 years old. He did not take into consideration the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. He was simply persuaded that what God had promised he was able to perform. A fourth principle is, believe in view of God's ability. Now our doubts come when we think in human terms, but when we remember the God who promised, then we can have confident faith all the way. So let God's ability to do the unexpected and the humanly impossible encourage you to trust Him. Believe concerning your children. Believe and be a blessing to others. Believe and claim God's promise and trust Him alone. Whatever your need is just now, bring it to Jesus. Present your need and He will supply. Father, we thank you that you are a God of the impossible. So often we're in circumstances we cannot handle. So often we face what are impossible conditions to us, but you're able to handle them. And because of our confidence in you, we commit to you ourselves, our families, and all of our conditions. We praise you for being such a God to us. We find in you all we need. And so we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.